Good morning, church. Tell you what, we're almost there. Hope you've had a great week and things are beginning to relax, and it won't be too much longer until we can start meeting together. Steve Tal and I are going to go over to the hall today and do some testing on the setting up and find out just what we can do. So we'll be starting, and we'll be starting before too long. We just got to get past this long weekend. And we'll let you know the restrictions that will have to be in place for us to proceed. But right now, I would like to talk to you just a couple of minutes about the things that are going on in the world. We've all seen it on the news. Things in the States, spread all over the world, and now here in Australia. And when we see those things, we're saddened. But I personally believe that Jesus said some things that if it was applied to these situations, things would change dramatically. And I'm going to read those to you. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 6. We're going to begin reading at verse number 3 and forward from there. And so let me read. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. If everyone would just do what Jesus said, we wouldn't have a problem. It would settle most of the world's problems in the snap of a finger. But now Jesus says some things that applies particularly to you and me as Christians. You and I have no trouble loving our brothers and sisters in church. But what about the people who think differently, act differently, look differently, believe differently? How do we respond to them? Well, let's let Jesus guide us. Verse number 46. If you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Listen, folks, we're supposed to not only love each other, which comes naturally, we're supposed to love those who look differently. They're from different places in the world. They act differently. They're of a different skin color. And even those who believe differently, we're supposed to love them just as well. Probably should love them more. And if we would do that, it would solve a lot of problems. And folks, if we would act the way Jesus tells us to act, people would be banging the door down to get into the church. But first, we've got to start acting like Jesus told us to act. I can hear it. How can I do that? That's too hard for me. No, it's not. And this is the reason why. We have a helper. His name is the Holy Spirit. And today, we're going to talk about him. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that it is so applicable to those things that are going on in our lives today. And thank you that you are giving us a way forward to reach those who are unchurched, who have yet made the decision to follow Jesus. Help us be that light in a very dark world, and to let the light of Jesus, the love of Jesus, start shining through us to people who desperately need to see and know him. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's talk some about the Holy Spirit. Today is 7 days past the day that the church has traditionally chosen to celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. We call that the day of Pentecost. As far as I can tell, the Holy Spirit has been with us about 1,990 years, give or take a few years. But since that time, people have sought him, have prayed for him to come, have sang about him. But let me ask you, do we really understand him? Well, how can we? There are so many people teaching such varied teachings about the Holy Spirit, we can't get our head around it. So today, if we want to understand the Holy Spirit, let's just go to the scriptures and see what they say. So first, who is he? He is part of the Godhead. When God created the world, if you want to go back to Genesis chapter 1, God created the world. The Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of God, was with him during creation. That is one snapshot of who the Holy Spirit is. Secondly, when you look at Pentecost, it's the Holy Spirit that fell on people and set their lives on fire and began to change them and move in their lives, and it changed everything dramatically. And then when Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," although physically he's gone, how did he do that? Well, I believe he does that through the presence of the Holy Spirit. So he is the Holy Spirit. He is God, the Holy Spirit. But Jesus gave us some insight into what he will do. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 16, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever." So he is our helper. Well, what does he help us do? When we're struggling, he comes alongside us and helps us. When we are weak, he is the one who empowers us and makes us strong. He is the one who gives us those unspoken words when our heart is broken to help us and to encourage us. He is the one who is our helper, and he gives us strength. That's who the Holy Spirit is. Anyone who has been a Christian for very long knows what it's like when you're heartbroken or you're looking for wisdom or you're struggling to move ahead, that all of a sudden that those words of wisdom or direction comes clearly and we wonder, where did that come from? That's him. That's the Holy Spirit working in our lives. It's him. But there's some other things that we can know about the Holy Spirit. He is also the one who warns us before we're about to sin. We've all experienced that. Before we're about to do something, that's him. He's speaking. He's the one who shows us the way when we feel like we're lost. He gives us wisdom. Again, the Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And God gives that to us through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He is also the one who restores us when we're broken and we fall on our faces and our knees before him in humility. He will lift us up. Again, we all have felt those things. And when we do, remember, that's him. He is our helper. But there is something else that Jesus says about him as well. Just before he left his faithful followers to go up into heaven, he gave them a promise. He tells them to go to Jerusalem and stay there, and something amazing would happen. Let's read that in Acts chapter 1, verse number 5. Jesus says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The Holy Spirit will give us power. We will be powerful. Let me say it again. We will be powerful. That's amazing. But listen, what will that power do? Well, Jesus said this. He said, "You'll have power to be my witnesses, starting in Jerusalem and going throughout the world." Listen, the Holy Spirit will give us the words and the courage and the power to say those words when we tell people about Jesus. Let me share with you a story that happened to me. I'm going to call this lady's Connie. It's not her name. One day, I was noticing this lady, and every time we would sing songs that she would join in, so I went up and started the conversation and said, "Hey, Connie, you're singing these songs. You've had some church experience." She said, "No, not at all." She said, my dad liked to sing and he sang these songs, so I just learned them. And she learned them. Well, then I felt this prompting to go just a little bit further. It was about Easter time. And I said, Connie, do you understand what's going on at Easter and not being a churchgoer? She said, no. I said, can I explain that to you? And she said, yes. And I explained that at Easter time, we celebrate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, where Jesus Christ became a lamb that was slain, just like back in the Old Testament where they used to kill a lamb for a sacrifice for sins. Jesus became that sacrifice for sin. And he did that for us. And all of a sudden, she raised her face to heaven and began saying, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner. Connie got saved that day. And I felt that prompting, and God gave me, through the Holy Spirit, the power to speak. The problem about it is we can resist that. There was another time that the Lord prompted me to hand out a gospel tract. And I was getting petrol in the car, and I was in a hurry, so I kept resisting and resisting and resisting, and I got the petrol, paid for it, and took off. But I felt that convicting power of the Holy Spirit get stronger and stronger and stronger. And finally, I had to say, okay. I turned around, went back. I took a gospel tract and handed it to the attendant and said, thank you. And I left. They took the tract. I don't know what happened, but that's beside the point. I felt that convicting power of the Holy Spirit prompting me to do something for Jesus. Folks, we can resist the power of the Holy Spirit, and it will grieve the Holy Spirit according to what the Bible says. So let's not do that. So the Holy Spirit, He is our helper. He is our comforter. He is the one that will make us powerful for Jesus if we do not resist Him. And now He has been with us for 1,990 years. And I think it's time that we better understand Him and allow Him the freedom to move within our lives and change us into a shining light for Jesus. And if we will do that, people around us will start seeing Jesus and they'll get saved. But here's the question. Will we trust Him? Will we dare say, take me, melt me, mold me, and make me? Will we trust the power of the Holy Spirit as He begins to mold our lives into what a tool that Jesus can use? The decision is ours. Let's pray. Father, again, I thank You for Your word. Thank You for how clearly it speaks about the Holy Spirit. Lord, He is there. As Christians, He is here. The Spirit of God through the Holy Spirit lives within each believer. Lord, help us to understand the significance of that and the power that that brings. But help us also know that we can resist Him and He will not push through. Help us to yield to Him and let Him use us for His glory. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.